There is another major shift coming to the real estate market in the GTA, an event that I would like to call the perfect storm. In this episode of the Real Estate Podcast, I want to highlight the factors that are contributing to this shift and what we can do to prepare for it. Better prepared means better able to handle what's to come. Welcome to another episode of the Real Estate Podcast with me, Nico James Bach, a broker with Royal LePage Signature Realty in downtown Toronto. The factors contributing to creating the perfect storm are, number one, interest rates, number two, inventory levels, number three, immigration, number four, pent-up demand, and number five, the economy. So let's look at these factors individually. Interest rates. So interest rates, as we all know, are top of mind in the market of, in the minds of consumers, mortgage brokers, the financial industry in general. And what's happening is we recently had a rate hold. So the October 25th announcement brought about a rate hold. So the bank has decided to keep its target rate, overnight rate, at 5%. This is the second rate hold in as many months. If you remember, the September 6th announcement also brought about a rate hold. So interest rate announcements and the monetary policy report moving forward. The next interest rate announcement will be December the 6th. December 6th will be the final interest rate announcement for 2023. When we look at interest rates, we are looking at what is causing a lot of anxiety in the market, residential market, as buyers have been holding off on making a move leading into the fall market. Buyer sentiment really was at its lowest as we left the summer market, so the end of August, the beginning of September, and that continued right up until the first announcement of the new season, which was on September the 6th. When we received that rate hold, there was a feeling of more, a more relaxed feeling, let's say, as prevailing winds indicated that the following announcements leading up to the end of the year would also be rate hold. Number two, the second factor, inventory levels. So retail inventory is improving, but it's still at a very low level when you compare it to historical levels. So fewer sellers are putting their homes on the market. If you look at government policy, April 6, 2023, the Ontario government introduced the Helping Home Buyers Protecting Tenants Act as it continues to take a responsible, targeted approach to deliver on its plan to build 1.5 million homes by 2031, while laying a strong foundation to make life easier and more affordable for people across the province. Now, there are 1.5 million immigrants pouring into the country just in the period from 2023, 2024, and 2025, for a three-year period. So we can see just by doing the quick math that there's not enough housing to satisfy current demand, let alone the demand that's expected leading up to 2031. Number three, speaking of which, immigration. So there are 1.5 million immigrants pouring into the country, as I just mentioned. The vast majority are choosing the GTHA. So there's not enough housing to satisfy current demand. So when we look at what is expected to happen over the next 2 years, 500,000 immigrants coming in 2024, followed by another 500 or so immigrants coming in 2025. So another million people, okay? Number four, which brings us to pent-up demand. The rate roller coaster that we've been on since March 2022 has caused a lot of anxiety, hesitation, and fear, forcing many to sit on the sidelines or to make poor decisions. But people have to move. They have to make a move. They have to change jobs. They have to move for reasons related to family. Now, so buyer sentiment was really poor towards the end of the summer, as I mentioned at the beginning of this podcast. The past two BOC policy rate announcements, a rate hold on September 6th and on October 25th, will help calm buyers' fears and encourage some of them to step off the sidelines. I believe the BOC has reached its target limit and will hold its rate at 5% at its next announcement on December the 6th, which will be the final announcement of 2023. The fifth factor is the economy. A top Bank of Canada official said on October 25th, after the most recent announcement, the central bank has the flexibility to lower interest rates before inflation reaches the 2% target. Senior Deputy Governor Carolyn Rogers told the Bloomberg through a spokesperson that Canada's benchmark overnight rate could decline from its current level before inflation is completely back to its target level, if the outlook suggested that less restrictive policy would be enough to get inflation to 2%. Inflation is currently hovering around just above 3.5%, so not too far away from the 2%. But as we just heard from this announcement, the Bank of Canada is not opposed to lowering the overnight target rate before it reaches the 2% target rate. So this adds momentum to a perfect storm scenario that I mentioned earlier that started brewing on March the 8th, 2023, after the BOC made its first rate hold announcement after raising rates 8 times since March 2022 at the start of the interest rate hike cycle. So the best preparation for tomorrow is doing your best today. So how do we prepare for this perfect storm, which is coming? We cannot control how the market performs. No one can. So what can we control? Well, we can fight to keep our property if we're in danger of losing it. We can find a way to reduce expenses and increase income. Talk to your mortgagee and or a mortgage broker. We can do the right thing and move forward with our goals and dreams. Surround ourselves with the people, professionals, and advisors, and givers who fill our bucket every single day. Build our portfolio now. We start now because this interest rate scenario is going to play out, whether we like it or not. We are in a holding pattern. There is no guarantee that there won't be any further hikes, but we can rest assured that the rate hold pattern will be the prevailing pattern as we move into the winter market and the start of the spring market. So the next 3 to 6 months, we should be in a very good position to expect rate hold. And if my predictions are correct, a rate decline on or around March the 8th or April 6th of 2024, at which time the perfect storm will hit the GTA. So there's going to be mayhem if there is a rate decline during that period. So obviously a lot will depend on the rate announcement in the first part of 2024. But real estate is a long-term investment, and I encourage all of you to think in those terms, long-term. Okay. So investing in real estate for the long-term offers stability, potential appreciation, and passive income. It's like planting a tree that grows stronger and bears fruit over time. You must start now to think about what it is that you want. What do you want? What do you want your future real estate portfolio to look like? What do you want your retirement to look like? What do you want your loved ones, your children, siblings? What do you want their future to look like? So think of it in terms of 3, 5, 10 years. 1 to 3 years is not enough time to measure price appreciation and to consider the inevitable fluctuation. If we look at the TREB average price timeline from May 2019 to September 2023, we can see that appreciation is the constant. The interest rate hike, the first one that we experienced in March 2022, caused a major shift. So it caused a softening of prices. We are in for another major shift as the Bank of Canada announces the rate hold in a holding pattern, a prolonged holding pattern, and an eventually and inevitable rate decline. So speaking of building a portfolio, I want to mention quickly several pre-construction projects that are in the BPHA. It's important to keep in mind that not only are these projects the ones that are providing you with the best opportunity for price appreciation and growth, but it's also the builders behind the project. So just as important as the project location, it's also the builder behind it. So starting with Arcadia District, which is in our Etobicoke, it's backed by Ellis Don, which is Canada's leading construction company. So Ellis Don has decided to be not only the builder of this project, but also the developer. So they're handling everything from start to finish. The 900 signature residences, also in Etobicoke, by Jorge Development. For more than 25 years, they specialize in the development and construction of boutique residential and mixed-use buildings in Toronto's sophisticated urban market. They have now taken on a master plan community at the East Mall and Eglinton. Kipling Station Condo, also in Etobicoke, which is right beside the Kipling Mobility Hub. That is its main selling feature. Centre Court is the developer behind this project. They have an unmatched record of completed projects and master plan communities. Reina Condos in Etobicoke, Urban Capital and Spotlight Development. This is Canada's first condominium project designed and developed by an all-woman team. It, like the other one, two, three projects that I mentioned, are all in Etobicoke. Etobicoke should not be overlooked. It is, in terms of price point, the best, one of the best areas in the Toronto area for price appreciation and urban development, with master planning communities and communities that are located directly next to transit. Corktown in Hamilton. So Hamilton is another hot spot for development, providing unheard of opportunities like Etobicoke. Corktown's example, it is right next to GO Transit. Corktown Condos is by Slate Asset Management. This is an award-winning developer that creates the most connected site in Hamilton. Another site in Hamilton is the Design District, also next to GO Transit. This time, the Design District is by Emblem Development, known for their signature design called Art Form and Art, developing real estate in places that have growing communities and job opportunities. Next down the list, we're going to Toronto. So Q Tower in downtown Toronto on the waterfront. It's right by Union Station, Billy Bishop Airport, so in between those two transit hubs. Q Tower is by Lifetime Development and Diamond Corp. So a powerhouse duo development team decides to build an architecturally unique building at the foot of Toronto's waterfront. Foray in Toronto's Forest Hill community, by Kingset Capital and Canderel Residential. It's the only multi-plan community currently in Forest Hill, which is located at the intersection of Bathurst and St. Clair. Once again, right beside transit, which in this case is the St. Clair West subway station. Pickering City Centre by Centre Court. So this is another Centre Court project right next to GO Transit. So the Pickering GO is and the Pickering City Centre or Town Centre, the mall, is anchoring this master plan community. Lot 16 in St. Catharines. So I mentioned Etobicoke. I mentioned Hamilton. Also, some pockets in downtown Toronto. This time, I want to highlight St. Catharines, which is also, it's an underlooked area of the GTA, and that should change with the announcement of Lot 16. Lot 16 is a common element condo townhouse community in the heart of St. Catharines, next to GO Transit and the highway. It is by Sphere Development, with a boutique focus on finding and developing properties of unique and enduring appeal. Sphere takes a full circle approach to home building from start to finish, very similar to Ellis Don and Center Court, as well as Urban Capital. The final project on this list is Mila 2. So Mila and its next phase, Mila 2, is a freehold townhouse and detached and semi-detached community in Scarborough. So Scarborough is the other underlooked area of Toronto, in conjunction with Etobicoke, offers incredible opportunities to increase your portfolio. Mila 2 is near University of Toronto Scarborough campus. It is by Madison Group. Madison Group has evolved from a successful family business into a multifaceted company that owns, develops, and manages landmark residential and commercial properties. I will do another podcast highlighting these and a couple of other projects in the GTHA with a little bit more detail and information. So stay tuned for that. That concludes this episode of the Real Estate Podcast. And as usual, you can reach out to me through the various channels, as well as text message and email. I have a question. If you have, do you have a mortgage coming due within the next 12 months? Because really, that's the time frame that you have to look at when you are thinking of refinancing or have a mortgage term coming up. 12 months is an ideal time to start looking at your options. So give me an answer in your in your comments, or you can reach out to me directly. Ciao.